Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
Amazing Race Specialist Kyle and McKenna are back, and we are here to talk about episode 11 of The Amazing Race, the last episode before the final leg, and it was juicy. We still don't know the outcome of the leg because we had the scramble, so we don't know truly where who the last place team is, but you know, we'll find out next week. Let's dive right into it because they're equalized for this leg of the race. Because we have an ad for Expedia, so they can book their flights and their hotels all from one app, and they all wind up on the same flight because we're not going to have them book separate flights. That's weird. so they all are on the same flight, but we don't get to see like how they're doing because they are sleeping in a hotel. Like, it's a true, like, full equalizer. Yeah. They all go up to the airport at the same time.
Yeah, this was a really, really funny segment when they were like, oh my gosh, can't believe that you get to do all this in one app as if this thing hasn't been around for, like, 15 years. And
the Travelocity app.
Priceline was always my go-to right. for this kind of thing. But, you know, we won't talk about that here.
So they are going to Paris, France. And funny enough, Taylor knows some French. So she can, it didn't really come into much play here. But it would have been nice if it did.
Yes.
Taylor and Kylan had some taxi struggles while getting a taxi to Moulin Rouge. And they have to do a Can-Can Moulin Rouge inspired dance together. Kyle, this is my nightmare.
Yeah, this would be a tough one, and we can't avoid it. It's root info. We both have to do it. It's not like a roadblock. So yeah, we would we'd be doing our best.
especially if I am forced to wear a dress. I hope Izzy
yeah.
had the option to be like, I don't care, I'll be in the female garb.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I feel similarly to Izzy. We look very similar. And I just would be like, where's the vest?
I thought about that as well. I would wear the dress. Why not? Let's swap. But yeah, I mean, I think this is one where maybe you should have the choice of what to wear. That dress was flying. You know what I mean? Like that looked so hard to dance in.
Would be like, all right, I don't want to even deal with that skirt because it seems cumbersome. You have a headpiece, you have like you're it just
yeah which
seem a bit harder with the female team. Well, Izzy and Paige only female team, but then Taylor needing to do it for
it seemed like a disadvantage, and Jess and Jag did not have to.
All right. So let's talk about Joss and Jag here. They have a strategy now when it comes to these dance detours. Even if you're not prepared, just do it, see how it feels, and then just keep ripping tries until there's a line. And they just keep doing that and keep passing and passing and passing these detours.
Yeah, I mean, I've always thought that that's a good idea. If it's a performance detour, just try it out, get the feel for it, just see what the performance is like, because you can try over and over in practice, but until you get out there, you aren't quite sure what it's going to be like. So I think that's good. You know better what to prepare for. And they were horrible. I mean, they didn't get anything right.
The attempt was so bad. They were just like, I have blanked on everything I've learned. And they actually did go back and practice because they blanked so hard. Their initial strategy was just to just keep going until they got it right. But they were like, 1 second, we'll be back.
That was so funny. But it's a good strategy. Yeah, get as much practice in as you can until there's a line. And, you know, they got out once again to a big head start. Because like you mentioned, Kylan and Taylor were like really far behind. They had bad luck with their travel. You know, they were the only ones on the second flight last time. They got into a, you know, they got equalized and then they got screwed again with a bad taxi. So it's not the navigation. It's just their method of transportation is really screwing them here.
Yeah, because they actually leave this route info second when they arrived last. They really succeeded in where Joseph and Adam and Izzy and Paige both were struggling. Izzy and Paige wound up getting it before Joseph and Adam, and I actually thought we were going to see Joseph and Adam behind the rest of the leg because I'm like, they're not going to show us how far Joseph and Adam are behind. But then when they exited Moulin Rouge, they were like, oh my gosh, that's Izzy and Paige. They can't find a taxi. And then they got the taxis at the same time. I was just like, no way. I thought Izzy and Paige were then clear for the rest of the race, and they are not.
Nope, it's a tight race. I was surprised as well that it's like they didn't even they got it right after them, and they were really like defeated, like they looked really afraid. So that was I couldn't believe that they got it straight after, and unfortunately Izzy and Paige could not capitalize on the lead that they had.
They also then had to go to Notre Dame, or as Kylan said it, Notre Dame, for the next little bit of route info, for no other reason than because it is a famous landmark. I would love to go see this, sure, but as a route info, it makes me mad, but they locate it within the property, and this is where we see Joseph and Adam usurp Izzy and Paige a little bit more. They found the clue box first, and then we get hit with the roadblock. It is at an institute for the blind, and it's who thinks they know their type. I have a feeling that I would do this. I think I could. I really like this roadblock because it wasn't a particular skill base. It was just do it and do it right. Check your work and keep going. So they had to type out a poem using a Braille typewriter. Unless you felt like you have a strong motivation for this one.
I don't know, because
could do it. It is definitely could do it.
This is one where I don't think we would have a strong idea of what this is just from the outside. Mm-hmm. They open the clue outside and it's like, what's your type? I guess you could come to that conclusion, but when you're in the moment, I don't really know what I would
I'd
think.
I'd be like, blondes? Like,
yeah, you could go ahead and do this. We're now tied. 6-6.
Okay, perfect. There. So,
yeah,
there we go.
You do this one. And this is, so we don't have to worry about any of that. so yeah, you do this one. And Jas and Jag, I'm writing it down here. So we're 7-6 now.
All right. Jas and Jag arrive here first, and they leave right as Taylor and Kyland get there, and they like exchange a few words of like, it's long. And then are out of there. Like, what was the lead? Like, these guys just find themselves in a massive lead, especially when they were going so slow in this roadblock to take their time to like not make mistakes. It was wild.
It was insane. I mean, they got equalized this leg and they still got out to, they basically lapped a team, right? Like before Taylor and Kylan even got there. And Jas, he employed the strategy again, kind of, where he was like, I am going to type a little bit. And then I'm going to go up and hand it in just because, like, he wanted to check, like, how he needed to be typing things. So he got a check and he knew exactly what he needed to do. So it's like they're doing that strategy for every challenge that they can. Or it's like, we're just going to do a little bit. We're going to, like, you know, do whatever. We're going to get our way through it a little bit and then get a check. So I thought that was smart. And he was going so slow. I couldn't believe how far behind these other teams are.
Yeah. JC DeSera says the only chance they will defeat Jas and Jag is in the final roadblock. How do you think that's true? Or do you think maybe a detour could help since we don't have the scramble, I'm assuming, since we had it here.
Right. I'm not going to rule the scramble out, but it would be kind of weird back to back legs. I think that they're still going to get out to a big head start. Like, I think that they're going to be at the final roadblock without hardly anybody there, right? Mm-hmm. Like, the second team will be showing up right as they're finishing. That's how I honestly think that it's going to go.
We also find out from Joseph that his mom is going blind. And Joseph arrives a little bit after Taylor. Taylor's been doing a little bit of typing. Izzy then arrives after Joseph and does the roadblock. And Izzy is fast, like lightning during this. Yeah. But she makes these few crucial mistakes where they could be in second place this leg. And we wouldn't have to worry about it. And we're stressing between Taylor and Kylan and Joseph and Adam. But because these few attempts had mistakes in them, it really just like shot their shot in this roadblock here.
Yeah, that has to be really I mean, you could see how frustrating, frustrated she was getting and how, you know, emotional she was getting, because you're right. This is like their shot to secure their spot in the finale, or like in second place, right? Like, they could have easily been in second place at some point in this leg, but like, they, you know, she was kind of, I don't know, just not paying attention to details or letting the moment get to her or something.
Maybe because she realized she is so much faster than the other two, just keep going, keep going, keep going. And then one slight miss.
Yeah, because Joseph was going glacial speed. He was like so slow.
Oh my god!
I couldn't believe it. I was like, well, surely he's going to get up and hand this thing in. And then Izzy would hand up, get up and check another one. And then another one. I was like, how slow are you going? To his credit, he got it right.
Yes. But
tight race, could have done it a little faster, maybe, you know.
Yeah. Joseph does finish this first, and then Izzy, to what Paige was saying, finished it just like 2 minutes after Joseph did. So they are hot on their heels, and because they're all navigating by taxi to these three different points, we are hit with the scramble. They have to find three different Liberty statues and get a puzzle piece at each location, and that will reveal their next pit stop, which was conveniently right next to one of the Liberties, but it was also next to the closest Statue of Liberty. And so everybody is going to that one first, and then they're like, oh, we got to loop back around and come back here. So none of them actually took the optimal route. They didn't know necessarily what the pit stop was to do the optimal route, but like I was wondering if they would like happen into it.
Yeah, who was it that was trying to do that? Was it like Taylor and Kyland a few episodes ago that were trying to do the optimal or the short?
Yeah, or
let's go to the detour that's closest, like that kind of thing. Yeah, this is one, unfortunately, you couldn't do that. I loved this challenge. I have to say, I thought it was great.
A perfect use of the scramble. I think because it was just collecting three puzzle pieces from three different locations, it wasn't in the finale. I really like it not being part of the final leg and the final leg just being normal Amazing Race. But I get that they want that like surprise of who's going to win. But in a season like this, typically you can tell who's going to win.
Yes, you can. The
scramble just doesn't feel like it does anything. But here, I'm really invested in the scramble and where everybody is within it.
Yeah, because like I love that it was the last task of the episode because it allows people to catch back up. Because it's like in a normal leg, like Izzy and Paige would maybe be a little bit farther behind. It was only 2 minutes, but still, it's like that's how this episode would usually end. Right, Joseph and Adam leave the roadblock, and then it's like, oh, maybe, you know, they'll get there first. But in this one, you have a whole other task. You have a journey to go on. So, and 2 minutes is a nothing lead in this type of challenge. So I thought that this was great, and obviously we're getting a lot of drama out of it.
I loved that Joseph and Adam didn't know who the local was.
That was funny. This, like,
decked out lady in a costume with flowers in a bag, and they're like,
with the red and yellow colors. Yeah, it's like, oh my god, it's you. There were only like three people in the area. Like, I don't. Anyway, like,
here's the statue. Where?
Yeah. That was hilarious.
So we see Jas and Jag check into the pit stop in first place. They win a trip to Fiji, to go see Survivor. No, just kidding.
They're
going to Fiji. Taylor and Kyland are in second place, and we are left on the cliffhanger of all cliffhangers. We don't know if Izzy and Paige or Joseph and Adam are getting that final spot, but I have a feeling it's Joseph and Adam, but I desperately want Izzy and Paige.
I have no idea. I mean, like, I don't know what to predict. I don't like this. We had it last season too with the penultimate episode. I don't really care for it. It's like I want to know, you know, who's racing. But look, I get it. Mm-hmm. They got me. So I have no idea. And to be honest, I don't think it's gonna matter. Like, I think it's
The race is probably going to be between Jas and Jag and Taylor and Kyland, but the only saving grace is it is in New York City for the final leg. Izzy and Paige live in New York City.
They sure do. And they've shown an ability to catch up right when they've been down. And I don't think Joseph and Adam really have, you know what I mean? Like, they've kind of, they're in the middle of the pack. They stay in the middle of the pack.
They got saved by the one leg, but are still like,
saved
in the middle of the pack.
I mean, Izzy and Paige have kind of like steadily climbed. They got U-turned, but from there they have steadily climbed, and they were even in second place last week.
Right.
So, you know, it is possible. And like you said, they're in a city that they know very well. So I think that they would have a slightly, like a sliver of a chance. Joseph and Adam, if they're in there, I don't think.
I think, yeah, we're trying to see if Taylor and Kylan can thwart Jas and Jag.
Yeah. I'm also wondering if like, we've seen a lot of like Jas and Jag versus Izzy and Paige, or like Izzy wants her revenge on Jag. She wants to get one over on him. So I don't know if that's if that could be the ultimate thing. Yeah. I don't know if that's the story that we've been leading up to. I don't think that, you know, that's really the Amazing Race type of storytelling, but you know, I think that it would be very fitting if they were the ones in the finale racing against Jag and Jess.
Yes, I would love if it were Izzy and Paige. They were my backup team that I wanted to win. So if I could get one of my teams in the finale, that would be great. Still have Taylor and Kylan, though. You pick them as your winner pick.
They get second place, I'll take it.
They have been clawing and scratching this entire race, and I feel like they shouldn't have been. Like, they should have been runners, and they haven't been at all. They've been like, oh, we escaped last place. We escaped, you know, last place. Now we're in the middle. Whoa. Holy cow.
Yeah. I mean, they started off the season with three straight ninth place finishes, which is hard to recover from, especially when they, you know, they got U-turned at some point along the way. So yeah, they have really like just scrapped their way here and, you know, by the grace of whatever are like, here.
Kylan kills it on the challenge. Taylor won Big Brother. Kylan was also on Big Brother.
Right. You would think that. I don't even remember at this point how they got off to such a bad start and weren't able to catch back up.
And I think they weren't able to catch back up because I think this season, if you were in that back half, it was hard to get out of it.
Oh, it was. Yeah. I mean, just
like they just got stuck originally. And then it was very hard for them to get back. It was the double U-turn that really helped them out.
It did. Yeah. And they almost went home there anyway.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Alrighty, everyone. Well, stay tuned for next week when we talk about the finale and Jas and Jag's win. But we will come hit you back next week with another episode of The Amazing Race. Goodbye, everyone.